of 2025.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Emalahleni 24, Pretoria 26, Polokwane 27 degrees. The death toll following a shooting at a tavern in Pinar just outside Mbombela, Mpumalanga during the early hours of this morning has risen to 7. The motive for that shooting remains unclear. Here's the police's Donald Maduli.
6 people were fatally shot at the scene. An unconfirmed number of victims have been taken to hospital, and we hear that they are in a critical condition. No arrest for now. We are still looking for the suspects and also the circumstances of on how they were shot.
The Democratic Nursing Union of South Africa in Limpopo has called for security at health facilities to be strengthened following the abduction, assault and rape of two nurses at a local clinic. Armed assailants overpowered security staff, abducted the nurses during night duty and assaulted and raped them. The nurses, Jacob Mokpela, says the clinic has been closed until Monday.
What is really concerning us is the competence of the security company which is deployed in that facility, because we are still having questions without an answer, because is this really unbelievable that one particular person, even if he's armed, can overpower three security officers?
The Khoisan people camping at the union buildings in Pretoria for 7 years will hold a protest as they face eviction today. This as a court order dated 11 December 2024 expires today. King Khoisan SA, leading the group of 20 since 2017, has however vowed not to leave. Deputy President Paul Mashatile has reaffirmed government's dedication to enacting the Basic Education Laws Amendment Act. Speaking at the funeral of the first Education Minister in a democratic South Africa, Sibusiso Bengu, at the University of Zululand, Mashatile emphasized that the Bella Act addresses unresolved education challenges and aims to transform South Africa's education landscape.
Never accepting a position out of self-interest. It came as no surprise when he was appointed by President Nelson Mandela as the first democratic government minister of education. His skills, knowledge, and contribution to various sectors of education showed that he possessed the capacity to revolutionize education.
Bengu passed away last month. He was 90 years old. And finally, an enormous and deadly funnel web spider has been handed into a reptile park in Australia, where staff said it was the largest of its kind ever seen. Named Hemsworth, the spider spans 9 centimeters. Funnel webs are known for their deadly, fast-acting venom. I'm Chanel September, back with more news in Afrikaans at 11.
Jacaranda FM. This is the CTM Top 40,
baby,
with Danny Painter, CTM proud sponsor of the CTM Top 40. CTM, big savings, more style. Now, from the station that plays more music you love, our weekly countdown has just got more. 20 songs more on the CTM Top 40. Danny, tell them.
That is right. 40 songs all the way until 2 p.m. this afternoon. All of the music you love, hopefully. I hope. So, Chappell Roan was our number one last week. Will she keep that number one spot this week? It is in your hands. All you need to do is go to jacarandofm.com, click those hearts if you hear something you dig, and the broken ones if you hear something you don't, or use my number, 084-850-0942. In this hour, we've got brand new music on the way from Freddie L, who's going to be joining us on the show, but also in this chart, Biggie Martin Bester. I wonder if he's going to give us new music in 2025. Let's find out, shall we? We also have two brand new entries. Let's go.
On Jacaranda FM starts in 40,
39, 38.